This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you want to get into the nitty-gritty of the Consumer Price Index that came out yesterday, which, of course, we do, then let's direct our attention, shall we, to the table listing consumer expenditures, which expenses increased or decreased from the month before. Bottom page 9, table 1, we see motor vehicle insurance was up in November, up a lot to 19.2% from a year ago. That's insurance for passenger cars, trucks, and vans. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the increase is about everything from weather to the cost of replacing a bumper these days.
There are a bunch of reasons insurance prices have gone up. One is that during the pandemic, drivers got used to going fast. Back then, there were fewer cars on the road, and that habit stuck.
Now they're driving faster, and there's more cars on the road.
Jeff Reeder leads the insurance consultancy Ward Benchmarking. He says with cars going higher speed, accidents now tend to be more severe. That means the car damage is worse and the lawsuits are bigger. Another reason insurance is pricier, crazy weather.
Throughout the Midwest, there has been more frequent hailstorms.
Hail can damage a windshield, windows, create dents.
And in many cases, what that does is it ends up, the vehicle is totaled because the cost to repair the vehicle will be more than it will be to replace it.
And who's in the cars when they're on the road also matters. The American population is now older. And when an elderly person is in an accident,
their medical bills are going to be higher because their bodies are, they're not youthful, and it takes time longer to recover and more complications.
Rob Olson is with the International Risk Management Institute, which provides research to the insurance industry. And he says even if a car is only involved in a fender bender, that costs more these days too, because our fenders have gotten fancier.
You have maybe a smart bumper, you know, you have cameras on in the windshield when you have an accident. You have to replace that high-tech equipment. It's much, much more expensive.
All this has resulted in sticker shock for consumers looking at their insurance premiums. Curtis Chambers is a financial counselor just outside Boston. He says faced with higher costs, some people are considering alternatives to cars.
I have a client that I was talking to this week that was thinking of going from two cars to one, you know, and maybe using motorized bikes or scooters and things of that nature.
He says other people are looking into working from home more often so they can tell their insurers, hey, we're not driving as much, and maybe negotiate a lower price. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.